95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
What's today?
Thursday.
So, what do you have to tell me?
You can't keep me cooped up in here, okay? I am a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
Also, it is Thursday.
You know, I don't know how you're so cheerful first thing in the morning.
I don't know how those two manage to be so perky in the morning.
Shall we start?
Yes, let's start.
Let's make it our best show ever.
There's even a chance, quite small, of course, that you may like it.
It's showtime.
Ready for the weekend? We're getting closer. Happy Thursday. You're on 95.3 Gorilla. Today is almost the end of the Banana Bank. Tomorrow's the last day. Today and tomorrow. And then we're closing the Banana Bank. Yeah, tomorrow is the very last day. 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. Today and tomorrow, your shots to break into the Banana Bank and win hundreds or maybe thousands of dollars. All right? Don't worry. We're not done giving away amazing stuff. We got another Gorilla game cooking. You know us. There's always something next on 95.3. Make sure you have the Gorilla app so you can take us anywhere. Plug us into CarPlay. Get ready for another amazing weekend here on the coast. Happy Thursday. You're on Gorilla.
Attention. Cash alert. Cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
95.3 Gorilla. Who's this?
Marina.
Hi, Marina. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. All right.
Good. Good, good, good. You're better than all right. You're caller number 10.
Oh, nice.
Banana Bank is happening. Marina, what town are you in? Where are you calling me from?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. All right. Here we go. I have $3,500 in the bonus round for you, but we got to get there first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here's the deal. We're going to start with a certain price, and you just have to tell me up or down. That's it, okay? No pressure. Just up or down. You know how this works, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Marina, here we go. Your first price is $680. $680. Are we going up or are we going down?
Going down.
$680, Marina says. Down is correct. Down to $225. $225 is your new price. You want to win that money or do you want to keep playing?
I'll go one more time.
Let's do it again. 225 is the new price. Are you sure? We were going up or down? What are you thinking?
Go up.
Going up. 225. Marina says up. Up to $480. You just won $480. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. So you can keep it or you can guess one more time. And if you're right, we're going to hit you with that $3,500 bonus round. You want to keep the cash? You want to do it again?
I think I'm going to take the money.
Good choice. $480 from Gorilla. Congratulations.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
We're talking about things that are common sense or common sense to you that other people just seem to not know. Totally oblivious to. Yeah. What are some things that are common sense that you think people don't know? I will start. Did you know that percentages are reciprocal? Like, if somebody's trying to figure out 8% and 25, like, a lot of people can't do that. It's the same thing if you flip it, right? 8% of 25 is 25% of 8, which is easy. 2, 4, 6, 8. There you go, 2. So 8% of 25 is 2, and 25% of 8 is 2. You just flip it. It's the same thing, same answer. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that. What's some common sense stuff that you know that you think people just have no clue about? Hey, good morning. You're first.
Well, I found out that there's too many adults that don't know smoke detector batteries need changing.
Oh, no.
My cousin thought that beeping meant it was working. I'm like, no, my guy, that's a cry for help.
Oh, God, that's awesome. That's amazing. How can you go through life and not know that? That's like my grandmother way back in the day. I think back in the 80s, she was pulled over with a driver's license from the 1940s. And she said, oh, I had to get that renewed. I didn't know. And the cop actually let her go. Those were the days, huh? Didn't know. Had no idea. What about you? What's something that you just think is common sense that people don't know? Kate, you're next up. Go for it.
Apparently that you're not supposed to pour grease down the sink. I thought everyone knew that.
I thought everybody did. How did you find out they didn't?
My roommate clogged the pipe so badly that the kitchen smelled like a diner for a week.
Ugh.
She looks at me and goes, wait, where else would it go? Definitely not down the sink.
Not down the pipes, you moron. Yeah, oh man, the phone lines are blowing up. I bet there are just so many of these. Somebody commented on our Facebook page this morning and said, apparently people don't know that if it's a double yellow line, you can't pass. The dotted yellow line means you can pass. The double yellow means you cannot pass. You knew that, right? Please tell me you knew that.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Carson Daly proving his frat boy creds. He stunned Today Show viewers and the folks on the set at the Today Show after drinking beer from his shoe. Listen to this.
Have you guys ever done a shoe?
No, but... No.
Oh, I've never done a shoe either.
Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
look at that.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he attempted the Australian shoey, the shoey tradition, I didn't know this was a thing, drinking beer from his shoe after a clip showed Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds doing the same thing with an Australian sailing team. That's kind of crazy, kind of gross too. Morgan Wallen flipped a piano on stage over the weekend, and now he's responding to people that are kind of concerned about that.
Hey, I just want you guys to know that right now this piano is working. That's what they told me last night.
Yeah, he promises not to flip any more pianos. I feel like he's one of those guys that's just a little tiny bit unhinged. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Didn't he flip something off a roof and have to go to jail for a couple of years ago? Pretty sure that was him. Paul Rudd could be in some hot water, but I don't think he will be. He auctioned off Avengers Doomsday premiere tickets without Marvel's permission. During his appearance on The Tonight Show, he revealed he auctioned off Avengers Doomsday premiere seats for $100,000 at a charity event without asking Marvel first. He told Jimmy Fallon that he hoped it would be okay. Whew, yikes, who knows? And Ted Danson apologizing for doing something he probably shouldn't have done back in 1993 at the roast of Whoopi Goldberg.
Why I would like to address this is and apologize forever. I know what was in my heart.
Yes.
So I have no problem talking about this, but I need to and want to apologize for the rest of my life because somebody today can go on the internet, you're right, and go, what the
Yeah.
Wow, I feel betrayed, I feel angry, and whatever. And I did that.
That's Ted Danson with what feels like a heartfelt apology. There you go, there's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Thursday. It's June 4th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Here we go on today's date back in 1982. That was 44 years ago. Today, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan roared into theaters. Khan! Couldn't possibly have been that long ago, huh? June 4th is National Cheese Day today.
I was free and clear! I was living the dream! I was stripped to the waist eating a block of cheese the size of a car battery!
Before we go any further, I'd just like to point out how disturbing it is that you equate eating a block of cheese with some sort of bachelor paradise.
There's always a Simpsons or a Seinfeld clip for absolutely everything, right? Let's go back 42 years ago today. On this date in 1984, The Boss dropped his classic album, Born in the USA. Yeah, he was born in the USA, and everybody has misunderstood the lyrics ever since. Nobody knows that's not a patriotic song. And T.J. Miller, the comedian, turns 45 today.
I like Long Island iced teas. I like Long Island iced teas because they're more of a statement than they are a drink. You know, the bartender's saying, what'll you have? And you're saying, all of it. I'll take all of it. Put it in a tall, weird glass. With a splash of Coca-Cola so no one can see how lonely I am inside.
As comedian T.J. Miller, he's 45 today. And Angelina Jolie is turning 51. Happy birthday to Angelina. There's your flashback freakout today. Have a wonderful Thursday. It's June 4th.